Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 16 July 2021. It's Friday. We always like to talk about our weekends on Fridays to make it short and sweet so we can get on to the weekend. And we're going to kick things off this weekend together playing golf tomorrow. I don't know if you have this knowledge, but I have confirmation. I'm in 6:10 tee time tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow, you hijacked my group, did you?
Well, you invited me.
Okay.
I didn't hijack your group. You said we got room. I only got a twosome if you want to join us. I said, all right. So I called the golf course. I said, make that a threesome for 6:10. They said, no problem. You're a rookie.
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
So we're going to do that, which is great.
You bringing the bomb tech?
Well, yeah, that's all I got.
I can't wait to see the bomb tech in action. I've seen the bomb tech in action already.
Not the club, my friend.
Is the guy holding the club?
The guy's swinging it, and he ain't swinging it very good.
Well, we'll see tomorrow then. Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
bright and early.
Fun. I haven't played that course in on. I don't think I played it last year at all. So it's been a couple years.
Zip around pretty quick because we're like the second tee time.
Today. Oh, are we good? No, we're not walking, right?
You can't walk. You can't walk out there.
Oh, do you?
Huh.
I have a free round that I won when I played there at the Big Cup tournament. Off the big board. Paid $20 for a raffle ticket, whatever, and that's what I won, a free round. So I'm going to use that tomorrow.
So it's actually a $20 round.
Why?
Because you paid $20 for the raffle ticket.
True. But I'll take it. Play out there for $20.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal. Meanwhile, it cost me like $75.
Yeah, then what you got? Anything?
Well, Jackson's going on a camping trip with a hockey buddy, so he's out of the mix this weekend.
Where are they going? Far away or not too far?
Down towards Wautoma, I guess.
So do you know the parents?
I do, from hockey.
Okay.
Hockey buddy.
Do you trust the parents?
Not really.
You know, when you were a kid, though, did your parents know your friend's parents very well at all?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
I think so.
I was thinking about that, and like my best friend that I had when I was in grade school and everything, my parents didn't really know his parents at all.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you say that, because I would say, yeah, we don't really, well, this particular person that Jackson's going away with, I know from hockey, because they were with us all hockey season long.
Yeah.
And you actually know the dad from the Gamblers.
Right.
But it's kind of funny because... like Lisa's best, or Gabby's best friend, I mean, we didn't know their parents at all, really, and then we just had a get together with them, you know, to kind of meet them. And,
oh, did you?
And they do everything together, so we chat and very nice and stuff like that, and have the same values and kind of principles and stuff. And Gabby just went away with them to the Dells last weekend for like 4 nights,
right?
But it's not.
She came home okay?
She came home
like
okay.
A different person?
No. But, you know, it's funny you say that. It's not like you run in circles with them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because then the people that we do run in the circle with that have kids are their friends, but they're not best friends. No, they don't hang out.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, Toby and
sure.
stuff, they've got a daughter that's... Gabby's age, and they played soccer together at a younger age and stuff, and know each other, and they're fine, they get along, and so, but they don't run together at school or anything, and yet that's some of your better friends, yet your kids aren't like, it's kind of weird.
It is. I was thinking about this too, because when I grew up, I lived in the same neighborhood for a long time. My parents, well, and almost all the neighborhoods, or people in the neighborhood had kids,
mm-hmm.
and so... There was my next-door neighbor who, she and I went kindergarten through 12th grade together. There was another girl who lived down the street who was in the same boat. We went kindergarten through 12th grade together. My parents and their parents were friends, but they were girls, you know. I didn't really hang out with them. With my boy, you know, with the guy friends that I had, I don't think my parents really knew them very well at all until I got into high school and stuff when we... You know, played on different teams together. So it's kind of weird. I think it's, you know.
It is kind of a unique dynamic, though, when you think about it, because you are kind of right. Our real good friends.
Jackson knows them probably, you know, better than you do in some cases. Like, I knew my friend's dad better than my parent, you know, than my parents knew him.
Right. So right. It is kind of an interesting dynamic.
Weird.
And I will say this in general, and I'm sure people that have kids can relate to this. prior to having kids and kids getting older and getting into things,
mm-hmm.
we didn't really have any friends in the area. You know, we didn't really, you know, yeah. you had your neighbors, but we live on a cul-de-sac, which is only like seven houses.
Right.
And, you know, so, you know, you didn't really, we did a couple, some things with some, but they didn't have kids or their kids were grown or whatever. So it was just like a neighborhood thing. Nobody to really go out. And then your kids start getting into school and getting into activities, and that's where you meet all your friends. That's kind of where I, parents, and that's kind of, you meet their parents. That's kind of where the people that we run with now and hang with now are parents that we met through hockey or Gabby's soccer or whatever it may be, you know, going to school. It's kind of weird.
Well, I'll tell you this. When we first moved to the Chicagoland area, the subdivision we moved into was brand new. Our house, we didn't even have a lawn. It was still dirt. Mm-hmm. You know, didn't have grass yet or anything. And so our street, the parents on that street and the kids on that street became great friends. And
sure.
to this day, still talk to one another.
Keep in touch.
Yeah. My parents, my mom still talks to Nancy, who lived across
That's
the
a lot
street,
easier, though, when it's
talks
like...
talks to Joan, who, you know, and they're pushing 85, 90 years old.
When you all come together at kind of at the same time, it's easier than if, you know, you're the new kid on the block or whatever it is.
And the girl who lived next door to me, Lisa, who I went K through 12 through, I don't really talk to her much, but the girl who lives down the street, Gina... is one of my best friends I've ever had. I've had her since I was 5 years old, and we still talk. And her parents live in Wild Rose now. Her dad's had season tickets to the Packers forever. But it's kind of cool that, you know, the old friends are the best friends.
Yeah. So what else is on the docket for you after golfing?
Nothing. Golfing and then nothing. I'm hoping to get a project. I've been telling you that I'm looking at buying a new... saw. I've been thinking about buying a miter saw, you know, a chop saw, sliding miter saw that I want to get, because I got some projects that I want to do around the house, and I just am reluctant to pull the trigger because they're expensive and everything else. But I think I want to try to do that so I can get to. I still have to do that third bedroom, and I need my saw to do what I want to do in there instead of hand cutting stuff, you know, which I'm not going to do. So. That's on my wish list maybe for this weekend, is to get that saw. If I do, I'll be a cutting fool.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a bench for the saw, with the saw. That's kind of cool, right? But that's all I got, and I got nothing else. Doggy time, because I'm not going to spend much time with my dog today. I'm going to leave him alone tomorrow morning first thing. So after I get home from golf, me and Rhino, I'm going to take him to the dog park this weekend.
Nice.
Introduce him to some of the locals.
He'll make friends.
And maybe I will make a friend, too. We'll see. I have a very friendly person, so.
Waiting on Mrs. Rookie Hand and Foot is all
I'm
doing
this
weekend.
Well, good. You should be. You should be. And hopefully the kids. Well, what's Gabby doing?
Gabby's having a friend over. Oh, her best friend's coming over.
Oh. Okay. Just like when she went out, Jackson had his friend come over.
Yes.
Okay. I see how it works. Can't be alone.
Right.
Maybe that's a twin thing.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, have a great weekend one way or the other.
I got other plans.
I'll see you bright and early in the morning. We tee it up at 6 a.m., and then I'll definitely have had enough of you by about 10 o'clock. So enjoy it. Have a great night's sleep, and we'll see you all next week.
I already wrote 72 down on my scorecard.
Oh, did
right?
you? Okay.
It's going to be a round of my life.
I guess it will. Join us Monday morning for the results. It'll start at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.